Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley. Dive into the mind of former NFL quarterback Clint Sterner.
I like a good time. I like to have a party.
I know you do.
It's Dirty's Daily.
Dirty's Daily with training camp rocking and rolling for them Houston Texans, baby. Them boys hit the field today. They were out there turning dirt, and it was a beautiful thing. Beautiful thing to watch, man. We got some great weather out there. Light drizzle, overcast the whole day with a slight breeze. Literally, I'm wearing the same drawers that I had on out there, man. I didn't even sweat. It was absolutely beautiful. Ron, you got the same drawers you had on out there?
No, I showered.
You showered? Well, I actually worked out, showered, and put the same ones back on. How's that? Not the same ones that I worked out in.
Oh, so you worked out?
I took everything that I had. Right. Yeah, because okay. I typically don't work out in the same drawers that I wear.
All right, good.
I was about to say,
these aren't my workout drawers. I mean,
I got you now. Okay, now, cool.
I got everything that I had on at the training camp. I got on right now. I changed everything.
But you wore it, showered, and put it back on. All right, now that
point is, I was able to put it back. Usually, we leave practice, and I can't put that shirt back on. The back of it's soaking wet, and drawers are definitely wet, and them socks are typically a little damp. Today, I was able to do it. It was absolutely beautiful. So check this out, man. Sports Radio 610, we got you covered. Boots on the ground. You talk about boots on the ground. Everybody that worked at this damn station was out there today. The boots on the ground, eyes on the field. Almost everybody. I mean, Tyler wasn't there. Figgy wasn't there. Santiago wasn't there.
Figgy was working.
All of the hosts were there. And we were obviously taking any action. Nobody covers training camp like Sports Radio 610, top to bottom. So stay plugged in to us, no doubt about it. Whether you're doing it on the AM dial, the old school way, you're doing it on the FM dial, my way, which is 100.3 HD. Two.
Sounds good.
That's my go-to. Or you can stream on the Odyssey app. That way you can take us any and everywhere you go, to the office, when you're working out, in the ride, at the house, whatever it may be. A-U-D-A-C-Y. Make sure that you download that app. Either way it goes, so you keep us handy. And then also the YouTube and Twitch crew that needs that video with that audio. We greatly appreciate you joining us any way in which you can. And you better believe that we're going to bring you the best of coverage for your Houston Texans, who are, as Ron mentioned a little earlier, there's just a championship caliber vibe.
Different feel, man.
The arrow's pointed up.
Around that building over there. We'll cover that a little bit later of what we mean, but just trust us at this point right now is that is really the deal over with the Houston Texans. I don't know how many games they're going to win. I don't know how they're going to deal with this damn first place schedule.
The Houston Texans are supposed to suck.
But at the end of the day, they didn't do what they were supposed to last year. They won 10 games with the second round of the playoffs. And this year, the expectations are going to be there from jump, and they're going to be much higher. But today, the number one thing that everybody wants to talk about with the Houston Texans is obvious, and rightfully so, C.J. Stroud. And C.J. Stroud, there's a big difference between last year at this time and this year at this time for C.J. Stroud. You look at last year, it was the first time he was stepping on an NFL field. At least what they were telling us, he was competing with Davis Mills for a starting job. He wasn't getting the first team reps. It wasn't in any way, shape, or form his team at that point in time. At least they hadn't handed him the keys yet. He was in the approval process, but they hadn't handed him the keys yet. And so last year, the camp was totally different than it is this year. This year, this is C.J. Stroud's football team. There is no doubt about it.
Absolutely.
I mean, he is. I like that. That's well done.
Really put emphasis on it.
Yeah, he is without a doubt the leader of this football team. And I'm not talking about just the offense. I'm talking about the football team. He's clearly the starter, getting all the starter reps. And I think coming into this year for him, Ron, there's only a couple of things that he can really improve on, right? Like drastically improve on. And it's one of them, and I think this is the biggest one, is having more command of the offense. C.J. Stroud spoke of that and even said as much of having more command of this offense and ultimately depending less on the offensive coordinator and him being able to adjust things to the line of scrimmage and him being able to know what call is coming in before it comes in, him being able to identify what defenses are doing before they ever do it, which he's already pretty good at. But clearly he can get better there. That's just a youth issue. Secondly, the one thing I'm going to point out that I felt like I saw today, Ron, was mechanically and technically there are some things that C.J. Stroud has to improve on as well as stay on top of. And I think one big difference between last year and this year is the command of the locker room and the team that we just talked about. But the one that I think is noticeable from a football perspective is last year C.J. Stroud and Billy and Bobby Slowick even said as much during training camp that C.J. Stroud had his feet get better. They had to constantly work on his feet. The footwork wasn't there. He had to get better. They had to grind on that. I'm gonna tell you, man. It's still a work in progress, but his feet right now are significantly better than they were to start last season, obviously. They're significantly better than when he ended the season.
Well, what can that mean with how good he played last year?
What could that
mean if they are significantly better?
Yeah, I don't know that it's going to result in anything more impressive than what he did last year. Statistically, I don't know that he can repeat that, much less improve upon it. But what it can do is allow him to go out there and play a similar fashion ball, to go out there and be able to navigate the pocket better, be able to throw the football better on time. It's just part of the game where he can significantly improve. Look, when the protection's there and CJ's comfortable, he's as good as anybody in the league. The footwork stuff, for the most part, is going to come into play when the pocket breaks down and he's got to move and he's got to navigate the pocket. He's got to navigate pressures kind of deal. He can get better at that. Everybody can. He can get better at that. And they have clearly worked on that big time. Gerard Johnson, I knew he was a big part of – we talk a lot about the relationship with C.J. Stroud and yada, yada, yada. And that's important. Don't get me wrong. We talk a lot about Gerard Johnson probably going to be – he's got to be the bet and favorite of taking over for Bobby Slowick when he does move on as the offensive coordinator. But I just think right now where we see it, the Gerard Johnson is a huge part of what's going on with this organization simply because of the way he's handling C.J. Stroud. There is a true grinders mentality with Gerard Johnson and C.J. Stroud, and they have every reason under the sun to not be that way. They went out and kicked ass last year from a quarterback play perspective. They could really just chill and do what they've always done, and it's clear Gerard Johnson is not going to let that happen. They are going to grind through the footwork. The other thing, technically and mechanically, and C.J. Stroud said as much, by the way. I should have pulled this piece of audio, Tyler, but I didn't. He just kind of, when somebody asked him today about kind of like where he can get better, he said, well, you know, we want to drive the football, and I'm paraphrasing a bit, we want to drive the football down the field more, be more aggressive offensively. And I look at some of the mechanical stuff that I saw today. Last year, C.J. Stroud was a, and whether it was one-on-one, seven-on-seven, team, practice, or game, it didn't matter. C.J. Stroud is one of those quarterbacks that has been coached since he was very little to rotate and not shift your weight, not step into your throws. It's more about rotate, rotate, rotate. And you get with a trainer that's never done it, they're coaching out of a textbook. It's not coaching from feel. There's actually a push to rotate in the action. And I will forever hang my hat on that. And C.J. Stroud was a guy that was a big-time rotational guy. Unbelievable arm talent. Wasn't a major deal. But when you're talking about driving, let's say, the wide side comeback, transferring your weight is big time. And we were watching C.J. Stroud today, and it is clear. He is transferring his weight. He's stepping into those throws. And I tip my cap to Gerard Johnson for staying on top of a quarterback that's played as well as anybody we know, and that's big.
I know you said that was – because we talked about it going into the season. After the season ended, during the offseason, we talked about, hey, man, this guy, as you said, put together the best season you've seen from a rookie, and then held even higher praise you've given that you've not seen somebody other than Tom Brady be able to kind of have such – success on knowing exactly where the ball goes of that nature. And I know the big thing you said, the one thing that really jumps out physically that he can improve upon is the footwork, is that part of the game. So specifically, I could tell that's something you would be looking at, and that he's been able to get better. Because as you said, man, you have a season like you had last year. Now you got to try to figure out and find out, you know, what are the things that can take you to the next level. And I would imagine that if this becomes routine, this becomes second nature, this is something that can really help him, like you said, outside the pocket on certain throws that he can get more behind with his footwork. If it just becomes a natural thing and something that's second nature when he's getting outside of the pocket.
Yeah, look, I mean, I just think a lot of emphasis last year because it was so young. He was so young, and the offensive line wasn't – the protection wasn't always great. You don't know what receivers are out
there.
Get
it right out.
Get it out. Make the right decision. Let's schematically create a situation where somebody's going to be open quick, and C.J. Stroud was really, really, really good at that. So the emphasis on what they're going to do offensively changes a bit, and it's good to see. It's one thing to hear that, but it's another thing when you watch the quarterback and clearly what they're working mechanically and technically shows you that they've been working on those things, and he's been working on those things specifically. So C.J. Stroud today was obviously the sniper that he always is. It's unbelievable. The arm talent is it's not arm talent, but the ability to throw the football accurately is as elite as anybody in this elite world. And so that's always there. But to see him grinding on those mechanics and techniques are is always big time. All right, football horny clip of the day.
Oh, right? You got one already.
This always turns me on, right? Like, one thing that we haven't talked about yet because there's so many different topics to hit on is the fact that there's a lot of young players that were drafted this year that are either going to, hell, at this point in time, are in a starting role, or they're pushing a starter. You look at Kamari Lassiter at the corner. Once again, he's a starting outside corner opposite Derek Stingley Jr. right now. You look at Kalen Bullock, the third rounder out of USC. He made a big time play today. Probably the one time that everybody said, ooh, kind of sat back in their seat today. Kalen Bullock's a guy that's going to at least push Jimmy Ward for his job. There's just several guys out there that could end up contributing, if not starting, on this defense in particular, even potentially on the offensive side of the football. We'll see what Cade Stover does. We'll see what the running back does. And what I like about it is the messaging from this team. This is what turns me on. There's nothing that would stick in my craw from Bill O'Brien more than when he'd say, "Oh, rookies don't know what rookies don't know." He drafted a guy in the first round. Rookies don't know what rookies don't know. It's tough, man. It's tough to play in this league. I absolutely hated that mentality and setting that precedence. I appreciate the opposite. D'Amico Ryans is clearly the opposite. Here he is talking about his rookies. Before we get to that boner.
Yeah, for our rookies, I tell them, we're not waiting on you. It's time to go. Like, we drafted everyone for a reason. Like, you're here for a reason. So show up and let's see why you are here. It's no wait and see 2 years down the line. It's like, what are you doing for us right now? We want our rookies to know and understand the urgency of them to contribute right now. It's not a later thing. It's a right now thing. And they understand that message.
There's that urgency word again from your head coach. I absolutely love it. And it sounded like he was describing Kenyon Green there, by the way, for a little bit. Well, no more of those guys. We need guys that understand that we ain't waiting on you. This train waits for nobody. We drafted you because you're ready to play football
physically. How can you help us right now?
How can you help us right now? And like I said, you got a what looks to be a front runner as the number two corner on this team with Kamari Lassiter, and you got a guy that's pushing Jimmy Ward at a safety, or look, Jimmy Ward and whoever else, and pushing a group of safeties at the safety position in Kalen Bullock. That's where we're at. They're signing free agents that are win now free agents, and they're drafting guys that are play now guys, and that's where the Texans are.
See that line that you sit there, them pushing, I think that's the part that really jumps is, maybe if you play for a coach like a Bill O'Brien who clearly, and we would say probably over, kind of overvalues veteran players in terms of how he treats rookies. This is a dude here who knows, hey man, everybody knows anybody has a chance to play. Everybody knows that they're going to be pushed. Jeff Okuda and Henderson didn't think they were just coming in. They just had a job. They knew they would get pushed. Like you said, Jimmy Ward, they were good push. So you're getting guys that are veterans that are going hard and playing at a certain rate because they know this cat is serious. They will play whoever it is that is the best guy on the field.
Absolutely.
And you're starting to get real competition and guys really bringing it because who knows who may start. Coming up as the Astros, we now know who is going to start for them the next three games as this huge, huge, most important series of the year starts tomorrow. And we got to discuss the absolute biggest question there for the Astros in the second half. That coming up next.
It's Texans Training Camp, live from the Twin Peaks Studios. Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
I think the number one question, Astros second half. When y'all think Kyle Tucker gonna make it back? What kind of catch you think he's playing right now? Think he's running?
I hope he's playing with conviction.
I hope he's flat.
Running shaggy, or throwing?
Running with conviction.
I hope he's hitting his rehab with conviction.
Just. Do you think he has run down the first baseline?
No.
You don't think he's run down the first baseline?
I don't think
we're that far in the progression?
No, I don't think that's part of his rehab, but no, I don't.
You don't think he's got to do that? I think he's got to run the bases.
No, he's not running any bases. Before they do that, he's going to start on the foul line. He's going to run however far they want, probably the distance or maybe a little bit further than the bases, and he's going to stop and come back. He's not going to be literally on the bases running like, hey, leg me out of double, big fella.
Hold on. Well, they did that to Altuve. Altuve had a leg injury once. He was running doubles. He was running around and running the bases.
I mean, maybe they will. I don't know.
Do you think he's run the foul pole? That's what I'm saying. So you don't think we've reached that part?
No, if he was out there in that sprinter stance, running.
We'd be able to see it by now.
We would damn sure been told about it. I mean, Joe can't hold that in.
Well, Joe ain't had to talk though.
Yeah, no, I don't.
Joe gonna talk tomorrow. Is Joe gonna be able?
That looked like me, Tiger. Damn, man.
Yes,
you ought to see that. You ought to see what we just saw, man. That Tiger, that was it.
No, Tyler, you don't need to see that, Doug. That was a 4-foot putt.
Oh, no. I was hoping y'all were talking about his hair.
It was straighter than an arrow, and he just pushed it to the right past the hole. Didn't even lip.
I mean, with pace. Like, what was that, man? Anyway, what is it, July 18th? I mean, surely he is in this lineup before the month of August gets here, right? Surely he's in.
No.
You think at least another 12, 13 days?
Yeah, no, I'm just hoping it's in August at some point.
Maybe that's what we should do, is to just really push back the expectations and just hope to be surprised. Hey, man, I remember Altuve came back early from like that broken hand. Surely we'll get a report tomorrow, Tyler, and it will be that he has run on the field. Gotta be. It has gotta be that he is.
I sure as hell hope so, bro.
Because the only thing it's been is on the treadmill. We have got to get a report that he has run on the field.
Am I dumb for thinking it's like harder on your body on a treadmill than like running out on the field or something?
No, am I off on that?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, not on the ground or grass or whatever.
What I need to know.
Controlled surface.
Yes, well, the treadmill runs for you. The tough part about running is putting your foot down and pulling your body weight forward with no assistance. When you run on a treadmill, you put your foot down, and that belt runs your foot up underneath your leg, so it's less strain on your hamstrings.
A little sterner sports science. I like that.
There you go, Bob. There you go.
Please, man, look at that man.
I mean, his shin must have just been destroyed.
It must have exploded.
Oh, fragments everywhere.
He's going to play in July. He's going to play
a lot. I don't think he plays. I'll bet you on that.
20?
I'll bet you $20. You going to show you and shake him?
Oh, wow.
Hey, he just shook my bar hand, my soap hand. That's the one up there in that shower. It wasn't even a bar of soap. It was just the kind that's on the wall. I squirted it in my hand.
Yeah, God, man.
Both armpits,
either,
the crack, all
you
of it.
You didn't even warn me. Have you been like trying to go me all way, day? And
that's worth $20, even if I lose. You just shook it. It wasn't even a bar of soap, man. It was just a little squirt.
Oh, I know. You probably put all in there and got
liquid soap in the palm, to the crack, to the back, to the armpits, to everything.
You don't take one of those small towels that they have available up there?
I don't use.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
They got a small towel up there available for you.
Those I don't Deshaun know.
Deshaun
towels.
I don't.
Yes. Towels. Before
they're washcloths.
Or washcloths. But we call them face towels.
But I'm not going to let it take my joy.
A face or a hand towel is one hanging by the sink.
Yeah, but they have those. They got those up there.
It don't matter what kind of towel you're talking about. I don't use it.
You don't grab those two? I grab them both.
No.
When we showered in the same place today. You just bypassed the small one.
Yep, I grabbed them big boys. I grabbed two big boys.
I grabbed one big boy and a towel to put the soap on and clean myself.
No.
As you've just gone south the border.
You just go right there, bing, bing. You pull that little thing towards you. Kind of like the scratch and catch. You pull that thing towards you, get that liquid soap in your hand, and just go to lathering up, man.
By the way,
I just shook my hand.
I know, and I'm waiting to wash them. I'm going to go and hand sanitizers and all. By the way, we didn't get a chance to get into this yesterday. How y'all feel about them All-Star jerseys?
Disgusting and not the good kind.
They're awful. I hated them.
Was there not a theme? Was that not some kind of theme?
I'm guessing it was.
Well, I mean, it was
understand.
A theme. It was a terrible
surely
one.
Surely it was. They've got to stop. Oh. They've got to just let everybody wear their jerseys.
Yes.
That's the best it looks.
I agree.
That is the
best it looks.
Like, and then especially when you get to people trying to get creative and going over the top and trying to do that's when it's bad. Just let them all wear their regular ass uniforms and their regular hats, and we can go.
I thought it looks wonderful
when they do that.
I thought one of the cool things they did, I don't remember if they still do it or not, but was they just put the star on their hat.
Yeah.
To be the All-Star.
Seen that? Yeah.
That would be money. Put a star on the jersey. Put a star on the hat. Anywhere there's a logo or the name of the team, put a star on it.
Where's Doug? Where's Dougie Fresh? Let Doug get in there. Doug of the Texas, let him get in there and give
him check out the uniform guy.
I just want to know who is out there who just said, oh, man, this is killing them right here, guys. This
is the way to go right here.
This cream right here we got, this ivory we made. This is it. All right. Clint Sterner, after anywhere from 11 to 15 minutes, made a claim and a statement about one player that has been talked about with this franchise of the Texans for years. It took him 11 to 15 minutes to come up with the fact that it's over. It's over. You don't want to miss that coming up next.
It's Texans Training Camp, live from the Twin Peaks Studios. Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
Strong on the hand sanitizer, moved over to the good soap in the bathroom. Maybe a tad aggressive with the hand sanitizer. It's hard to get it to go away, but eventually.
Did you really do that?
I saw it. He did.
No, he didn't. His wrists are still ashy.
No,
that's why they're ashy.
Yeah, that's dry.
No, they wouldn't be dry by now.
They were.
Hand sanitizer dries you out, man.
They wouldn't.
I went and washed my hands.
They ain't had time.
Dry them out.
Dry out like that.
He had so much sanitizer on his hands, Clint. It looked like.
What'd you do? You want to go to the bathroom together, you
no,
two?
No, he walked in my booth, a-hole.
What are we doing here?
Yeah,
hey,
why don't
hey,
you?
Hey, guys, calm down, man.
You know what? You know what
real
I hope?
Cute.
You know
real
what?
You two are real
you and your
cute.
Nasty ass hands.
Together.
You know
calm
what?
Down.
Okay.
I mean, y'all real cute, huh?
Jesus.
I mean,
that escalated.
Stay out all night, come in looking like Weekend at Bernie's, and y'all go potty together. That's cute. That's real cute.
I'm here for a good time, not a long time, sir.
Holiday.
Yeah, Clint just came at me real hard. What the hell, bro?
All right, a-hole.
There ain't nothing wrong with my hands, man. Y'all got to be kidding me. Y'all worried about it. Y'all literally worried about the what's on a man's hands as he's handling soap.
The dirtiest parts of our body.
As he's handling soap.
That's it.
I mean, what are we doing
here? All right, well, come on, a-hole.
I mean, I was just trying to explain what I witnessed. Oh, y'all go to the bathroom together?
You go to the bathroom. You two go potty together.
That
line
did y'all go to the bathroom together? Sent Tyler over the edge.
Well, both of y'all
did y'all go to the bathroom together? No, he came into my booth, A-hole.
Were y'all gossiping too?
You know what? Screw you, Clint. You know what? You're nasty ass.
Were y'all gossiping too?
I'm just on edge today, man. That you can't be jacking with me like that. I'll come at you like a spider monkey.
Man, I just didn't see. I didn't see that. I didn't see that. Yeah, man. Good hand sanitizer.
I didn't even know he had hand sanitizer in
spinning
there.
Into that. You know what? I've had about enough of you. You know what he came up? My boob, you a-hole.
Boy, that escalated quickly.
I mean, it did, Ron. God, it did. Wow. Oh, that was good. Man, I didn't know I needed that one.
I mean, that really good. Got out of hand fast.
I mean, quickly. It really did, Ron. All right.
Oh, y'all pray for me out there, H, down here with these two sensitive guys.
I pray for you every day, man.
Thanks, Bub. I need it.
Everybody just use sensitive anyway.
This guy's sensitive about my hands. This guy's sensitive about my tone.
I just wanted to get my clean.
There ain't nothing wrong with me. He's trying to imagine about a man using something. They're bathing, man.
You worry about
shaking hands with people that don't bathe.
I think you went through that quickly.
went through what quickly?
With that bathing quickly, you dug it up. There might be some remnants on inside your fingernails.
No, I do scrub.
You keep yours a little long.
I do scrub.
I don't want to know anymore.
Not with a loofah.
I do scrub.
I did mean to tell y'all. I dried my crack today so roughly, I guess, that I feel like I split something when it happened. I didn't. I checked.
My God.
I mean, it was. What? I meant to tell y'all earlier. It was weird, man. I was drying off, and I ran that thing through my crack, and it felt like something ripped.
What were you like doing? Something How stung. Hard were you? Clearly. You didn't just rub it.
I mean, you came through
and went with aggression or something.
I mean, I guess I caught something.
Jesus,
I don't know.
I know football's back and it gets you going, but God, calm down.
I don't know what it was, man, but
crack a little longer.
You hear that?
Huh?
As aggressive as you are cleaning in that area, you need to have another apparatus.
It's stuck.
I bet you draw blood sometimes. I thought today I did.
I thought today I did. I on that white towel, I thought, boy, that'd be a terrible deal.
I mean, it wasn't like a hemorrhoid or something?
No. I don't think I've ever had a hemorrhoid. Worse.
Really?
I don't think I've ever had one.
More than I care to admit.
I mean, if I have had one, I didn't know it.
Try the head. Jeff Garcia, what was his number?
Five.
I probably had about five of those.
I've had a lot more than that.
Jeff Garcia, have you?
I used to have bad stomach problems before I got on this medicine.
Are we talking like Tyler's
got the medical history of a 70-year-old.
That's true. And the right knee of a 90-year-old.
I mean, this guy's... I mean, everything
Thank you for
sun,
making fun of my tough medical history.
I appreciate it.
You want to make fun of the time I had a seizure next? Go ahead.
I didn't mean to... Yeah, I just was calling.
How did you go from hemorrhoid to seizure?
I mean, you're the one making fun of my medical history.
It's just lengthy. That's all.
You're telling me. How many medications do you take a day?
I have one of them pill boxes things.
Oh God, you really do. Oh, this is serious.
I fill it up every Sunday night, Monday through Sunday, and I probably take about 8 or 9 pills every morning.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it's not ideal.
Mom will be 74 this year. She's got about 3 she takes. So Tyler's got her doubled up, tripled up.
Had some problems, man.
Telling you.
And that man, and he, I hope you remember to take him this morning.
He ain't here for a long time. He's here for a good time.
I had
a few Advil in with him.
If you forgot your meds this morning after that, that'd have been double trouble.
I took 12 this morning because there was some Advil in that one.
I bet you 12. Just take 3
pills for breakfast.
Oh, man, that's a bunch of pills right there. 9. I honest to God, I thought you were going to say 4 or 5. I did not. I mean, that.
I think it's 8 exactly.
Like what Clint said, really, I mean, that's real. I wonder how many 60, 70 to 80 year old people who are taking 9.
Important thing is I'm healthy.
Praying for you, man.
Thank you.
Are you trying to get off of any of them or are you just accepting?
I've actually gotten off a few. I used to actually take like double digits, like after the seizure and stuff. But I don't want to have to take some of that medicine no more.
He's gotten off a few. All right. Let me pull the train back on the tracks. Here. We're at two-a-days. I mean, 2 days. We're at camp. And Clint walks right up to me and says, Tyler, Davis Mills is done.
Damn.
Actually, this is exactly what he said. Hey, Davis Mills is done, cuz. It is over. He said Tim Boyle is going to take his job. And I said, I said, damn, it's only been, we only been a prep. All we had done was see them do was stretches, maybe individual. And then they were running over to the other side of the field to just another quarterback drill. And Clint was like, it's over. Straight faced. It's done.
The general is,
I mean,
gone.
He's been through it.
Let me get this before you go through it. Is it something that you saw of Davis Mills or what he did, or was it just you were that impressed with Tim Boyle? Like, was Davis that bad?
Well,
today?
There's layers to this, right? I mean, I saw Tim. I've always been high on Tim Boyle as a backup. Like, I like his his mechanics, techniques. I love the way he throws the football. It's natural. He's got a hose, relatively speaking. And I saw him drop back and throw a ball to his left, and it was just smooth, carefree, and he just let that thing rip. And it wasn't like he was thinking as he was dropping, and it wasn't like he was he was guiding the football when he threw it, the way all those things. I think when Davis Mills throws a football, we're right back to that with Davis Mills. And I just saw Tim Boyle rip one, and it just put me in a spot where I was like, that's what you want your backup quarterback to do. Folks, if everybody there listening, like, if you could.
But you were high on Davis as a potential backup last year.
Yeah, look, I did. I was high on, like, I thought Davis would, that's where he would land, is as a backup in this league. And then when I watched the Texans decide that Case Keenum was a better option when CJ Stroud went down last year, clearly with Davis Mills,
that was the kicker, Clint.
Right? Clearly with Davis Mills, there is an inability to any level to be an alpha, a leader, a good communicator. There's clearly an issue with him not being able to get out of his own way as it pertains to just going out there and playing, and whatever results happen, there's a timidness with his game that he just has never grown out of. I think a lot of young quarterbacks have it, and then ultimately they grow out of it at some degree. There's just a timidness with his game that just isn't.
And
isn't,
I'm guessing that's probably why they were like, man, we better go with Case Keenum. Because we trust him.
Yeah, look, I think he's a guy that can make all the throws. I think mentally, I think he is a high-level processor. I think he knows what's going on with offenses and defenses. I just don't think he trusts himself and his ability. I don't think he trusts his eyes. I just don't. And I've seen enough of it now to have lost faith in it, even at the backup spot. And Tim Boyle's a guy that's like, to hell with it, man. Snap me the football and let me go make plays. And he is a talented dude. He's not a dude that's 72 years old like Case and can't physically play the game at that level anymore. And I saw that today. I thought back to last year when the team chose Case Keenum, who clearly safeties and corners are going to sit on everything because he can't threaten the ball down the field. He's small, so the any kind of pass rush or any kind of push in the pocket is going to engulf him. And they knew that going into it. It ain't like that was a surprise. They knew it going into it. They see him every day. And
he showed it even in the game they won.
But, they didn't do it just one game and go, whoa, Case ain't got it. They stuck with him for two games.
Yeah, that Cleveland one was tough.
But
the Tennessee one was tough. I mean, he threw a god awful pick six that almost cost him the game.
Yes, and they would have had another quarterback,
Dalton Schultz saved him on an interception.
Yes, and if they'd have had another quarterback on this roster, Ron, that they were confident could go in there, get you out of the huddle, not turn the ball over, make the plays that are there to be made. They would have went to that guy in that second game, and they don't have it. So they clearly they know the quarterbacks more intimately than any of us. They clearly have lost all confidence in Davis Mills, and I just happened to see Tim Boyle let one rip today, and he reminded me of how much I liked him physically and how he throws the football, and I just – Case ain't going nowhere. CJ ain't going nowhere. And you watch Davis, it's still the overthinking stuff that's always been a problem with Davis, and it's not getting any better. I think nobody
will come at Nick about the draft pick if they let him go.
No,
now
at this point, hell no.
Kissarium.
All right, let's go around the horn real quick. Tyler, on a scale of 1 to 10, 10, his ass is absolutely 100% gone. And 1, like, oh, no, he's 100% will be here. On a scale of 1 to 10, him, Davis Mills still remaining on this football team.
I think I'm at like a 4.
So you think he's there?
I think he'll be here.
Whatever chance to be here. I would say I'm at a 7. That one, there's almost a thought you might as well turn your stuff in now if they weren't going to play you over Case, if they didn't trust you, if they had you as the backup all season long, and they said
you were getting first team reps over CJ Stroud in camp.
You're in a competition. You're in a competition they were trying to sell us on, and then you didn't get. So I'm at about a 7. Because I could still see they do like him or some and somewhat. So I'm,
well, there's just
where are you? There, at? You at a 10?
I'm at a 10.
You'll be shocked if he is here.
Ron, there's not absolutely. There's been zero improvement. Like I expected, like last year. I know we talked about it, the competition, and I could see it being a real competition and his experience and all that. As we watched that unfold, like there's been no improvement. It's the same guy that was young, inexperienced in college that was trying to play at the NFL level in a dysfunctional organization, and I blame a lot of it on that. And then all of a sudden now you're in as good an organization as you're going to find, and it's still the same guy. And so now there's nothing to blame it on. There's no the waters are not muddy anymore. It's a Davis Mills issue, not a supporting cast, a coach, a play caller issue. It's clearly a Davis Mills issue.
Yeah. Someone texted in, Davis Mills needs to be the starting quarterback of the Houston Roughnecks.
There you go.
Come on.
Tim Kelly will take him somewhere. Where's Tim? Tim still coach?
Where Tim is. Tim ain't in Tennessee. No, he lost that job in Tennessee. Yeah, I'm going to hunt down where Tim Kelly is. That's a good
Timmy.
Where's Tim at? All right, coming up, we'll let you hear from Nick Caserio as he also spoke today. You don't want to miss that. We'll get you ready for the Astros if they put out information, not just about this series coming up with the Mariners, but also about next year. All of that coming up as we continue riding live right here on The Drive.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center... Keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Go ahead.
I didn't mean to... Yeah, I just was calling.
How did you go from hemorrhoid to seizure?
I mean, you're the one making fun of my medical history.
It's just lengthy. That's all.
You're telling me.
How many medications do you take a day?
I have one of them pill boxes things.
Oh God, you really do. Oh, this is serious.
I fill it up every Sunday night, Monday through Sunday, and I probably take about 8 or 9 pills every morning.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it's not ideal.
It's mom's. Mom will be 74 this year. She's got about three she takes. So Tyler's got her cap. Tyler's got her doubled up, wow. Tripled up.
Had some problems, man.
Telling you.
I hope you remember to take him this morning.
He ain't here for a long time. He's here for a good time.
Yeah.
I had a few Advil in with him.
If you forgot your meds this morning after that, that'd have been double trouble.
I took 12 this morning because there was some Advil in that one.
I bet you 12. Just take three.
Pills for breakfast.
Man, that's a bunch of pills right there. Nine. I honest to God, I thought you was going to say 4 or 5. I did not. I mean, that.
I think it's 8 exactly.
Like what Clint said, really. I mean, that's real. I wonder how many 60, 70 to 80 year old people who are taking 9.
Important thing is I'm healthy.
Praying for you, man.
Thank you.
Are you trying to get off of any of them, or are you just accepting?
I've actually gotten off a few. I used to actually take like double digits, like after the seizure and stuff. But I don't have to take some of that medicine no more.
He's gotten off a few. All right. Let me pull the train back on the tracks. Here. We're at two-a-days. I mean, two-a-days. We're at camp. And Clint walks right up to me and says, Tyler, Davis Mills is done.
Damn.
Actually, this is exactly what he said. Hey, Davis Mills is done, cuz. It is over. He said, Tim Boyle is going to take his job. And I said, I said, damn, it's only been... All we had done was see them do was stretches, maybe individual, and then they were running over to the other side of the field to just another quarterback drill. And Clint was, it's over, straight faced, it's done.
The general is
gone. I mean,
gone.
He's been through.
Let me get this first off before you go through it. Is it something that you saw of Davis Mills or what he did, or was it just you were that impressed with Tim Boyle? Like, was Davis that bad?
Well,
today?
Look, there's layers to this, right? I mean, I saw Tim. I've always been high on Tim Boyle as a backup. Like, I like his mechanics, techniques. I love the way he throws the football. It's natural. He's got a hose, relatively speaking. And I saw him drop back and throw a ball to his left, and it was just smooth, carefree, and he just let that thing rip. And it wasn't like he was thinking as he was dropping, and it wasn't like he was he was guiding the football when he threw it. All those things, I think, when Davis Mills throws a football, we're right back to that with Davis Mills. And I just saw Tim Boyle rip one, and it just put me in a spot where I was like, that's what you want your backup quarterback to do. Folks, if everybody there listening, like, if you could.
But you were high on Davis as a potential backup last year.
Yeah, look, I did. I was high on, like, I thought Davis would, that's where he would land, is as a backup in this league. And then when I watched the Texans decide that Case Keenum was a better option when CJ Stroud went down last year, clearly with Davis Mills,
that was the kicker, Clint.
Right? Clearly with Davis Mills, there is an inability to any level to be an alpha, a leader, a good communicator. There's clearly an issue with him. Not being able to get out of his own way as it pertains to just going out there and playing, and whatever results happen, there's a timidness with his game that he just has never grown out of. I think a lot of young quarterbacks have it, and then ultimately they grow out of it at some degree. There's just a timidness with his game that just isn't.
And
isn't,
I'm guessing that's probably why they were like, man, we better go with Case Keenum because we trust him.
Yeah, look, I think he's a guy that can make all the throws. I think mentally, I think he is a high-level processor. I think he knows what's going on with offenses and defenses. I just don't think he trusts himself and his ability. I don't think he trusts his eyes. I just don't. And I've seen enough of it now to have lost faith in it, even at the backup spot. And Tim Boyle's a guy that's like, to hell with it, man. Snap me the football and let me go make plays. And he is a talented dude. He's not a dude that's 72 years old like Case and can't physically play the game at that level anymore. And I saw that today. I thought back to last year when the team chose Case Keenum, who clearly safeties and corners are going to sit on everything because he can't threaten the ball down the field. He's small, so the any kind of pass rush or any kind of push in the pocket is going to engulf him. And they knew that going into it. It ain't like that was a surprise. They knew it going into it. They see him every day. And
he showed it even in the game they won.
But, they didn't do it just one game and go, whoa, Case ain't got it. They stuck with him for two games.
Yeah, that Cleveland one was tough.
But
the Tennessee one was tough. I mean, he threw a god awful pick six that almost cost him the game.
Yes, and they would have had another quarterback,
Dalton Schultz saved him on an interception.
Yes, and if they'd have had another quarterback on this roster, Ron, that they were confident could go in there, get you out of the huddle, not turn the ball over, make the plays that are there to be made. They would have went to that guy in that second game, and they don't have it. So they clearly they know the quarterbacks more intimately than any of us. They clearly have lost all confidence in Davis Mills, and I just happened to see Tim Boyle let one rip today, and he reminded me of how much I liked him physically and how he throws the football, and I just – Case ain't going nowhere. CJ ain't going nowhere. And you watch Davis, it's still the overthinking stuff that's always been a problem with Davis, and it's not getting any better. I think nobody
will come in at Nick about the draft pick if they let him go now.
At this point, hell no.
Casario.
All right, let's go around the horn real quick. Tyler, on a scale of 1 to 10, 10, his ass is absolutely 100% gone. And 1, like, oh, no, he's 100% will be here. On a scale of 1 to 10, him, Davis Mills still remaining on this football team.
I think I'm at like a 4.
So you think he's there?
I think he'll be here.
Every chance to be here. I would say I'm at a 7. That one, there's almost a thought you might as well turn your stuff in now if they weren't going to play you over Case, if they didn't trust you, if they had you as the backup all season long, and they said
you were getting first team reps over CJ Stroud in camp.
You're in a competition. You're in a competition. They were trying to sell us on, and then you didn't get. So I'm at about a 7. Because I could still see they do like him or some in some way. So
where are you at
a 10?
I'm at a 10.
You'll be shocked if he is here.
Ron, yes, absolutely. There's been zero improvement. Like I expected, like last year, I know we talked about it, the competition, and I could see it being a real competition and his experience and all that. As we watched that unfold, like there's been no improvement. It's the same guy that was young, inexperienced in college that was trying to play at the NFL level in a dysfunctional organization, and I blame a lot of it on that. And then all of a sudden now you're in as good an organization as you're going to find, and it's still the same guy. And so now there's nothing to blame it on. There's no the waters are not muddy anymore. It's a Davis Mills issue, not a supporting cast, a coach, a play caller issue. It's clearly a Davis Mills issue.
Yeah. Someone texted in, Davis Mills needs to be the starting quarterback of the Houston Roughnecks.
There you go.
Come on.
Tim Kelly will take him somewhere. Where's Tim?
Tim still coach? Where Tim is. Tim ain't in Tennessee. No, he lost that job in Tennessee. Yeah, I'm going to hunt down where Tim Kelly is. That's a good
Timmy.
Where's Tim at? All right, coming up, we'll let you hear from Nick Caserio as he also spoke today. You don't want to miss that. We'll get you ready for the Astros if they put out information, not just about this series coming up with the Mariners, but also about next year. All of that coming up as we continue riding live right here on The Drive.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.